Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Welcome to another episode of Chart Choppers. I am your host, Alan Austin. Today's episode is going to be top 10 this time as well as last time, current sports jerseys. So we're not doing all time, you know. There's going to be a lot of honorable mentions that are kind of past that we would love to have put on this list. I'm going with top 10 current right now, and here's the caveat. They're from the four major sports and college. So there's going to be no soccer, none of that. It's just going to be those four. I kind of wanted to narrow it down. So that's the clarifier. And we'll go from there. I'm here with Dave, Big Dave Sturcio.
What's up, buddy? Good. I mean, the first episode was a banger. It's going to be hard to top, but
better top it.
I think you have a great list in front of you, and I'm excited to see what you got. I'm a big jersey guy.
So you're a big jersey guy.
I do like my jerseys.
Yeah, and we're both jersey people, both literally and figuratively.
Perfect.
This list, sport, movie, athletes, fictional, there was a limited pool. You know, I feel like people at home had a list that consisted a lot of the same people, different orders, maybe give or take a few people here. This is wide open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you said four major sports.
Yeah, and
you
college.
Said no soccer, and I know the Squeaky Bum Time podcast is just
I know.
Be like,
shout out to soccer. It's just we spoke on the movie athletes episode about how we don't really get into NASCAR, even though we show disrespect. That's me in soccer.
Totally.
So, you know, soccer, I played for 9 seasons. But haven't watched a professional game outside of the World Cup ever in my life.
That's so great. You actually played the sport for nine years.
Played the sport for 9 years, mainly to stay loose for baseball season.
Okay. Hey, listen, I know guys that do ballet for football. You know what I mean? So yeah. This is what you did?
That's like
you did.
Eddie in Family Matters.
Eddie in Family Matters.
You're right. Did it for basketball.
That's true.
Yes. Okay, so look, I know there's going to be a lot.
You could have used Urkel as a fictional character. He was nasty at basketball. I know it wasn't a movie, but it was like a sitcom.
Was he nasty as Urkel or as Stefan?
No, as Urkel.
Really? I don't remember that.
One episode that he was just between the legs before that was cool?
Wow.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
But No. Now I'm thinking about like Ed O'Neill. What's Al Bundy?
Guy scored how many touchdowns?
Was it 4 touchdowns?
Paul Kai?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Panthers? We're good. All right, so listen. Fans out there, sports jerseys, I know you have your favorite team, their jersey's the best, yada, yada, yada. I have to agree with that. My number one is a little bit biased, but it's also my personal opinion.
You're going number one or 10?
No, we're going number 10. I'm just saying, like, okay. Out there, you're going to be like, my team's jersey's the best. I agree with you. And you know what? You make your own podcast. You make your own list. Here is the Alan Austin top 10 current sports jerseys. It's going to be met with heat. Some of you may not listen to this podcast again because you think my opinions are just so off. But you know what?
Let's not hope for that.
No. That's not going to happen. Hopefully, you want to just stay tuned. All right. Look, we're going to start with number 10. Number 10 is a team I despise, but I'm going to show how unbiased I am because this jersey is classic. You can't beat it. Yankees home pinstripes.
Oh, that was my number one. But
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. It's a lot of people's number ones.
It's funny you should bring that up. Home pinstripes, perfect. Home pinstripes, name on back. I want to blow somebody's head off.
Well, isn't that just for fan service?
It is. And I just shout out to Chris at Gucci, who bought his girlfriend a jersey with a name on the back, and I crucified her.
Oh,
and he's like, dude, I bought the jersey. I'm like, oh, shit.
What was the jersey?
Like a Judge or Stanton or something like that. But like it, you know, but the name's on the back, and it's just like, ugh. But anyway, you can't beat.
Not everyone's as authentic, I guess.
I'm like a savant with this stuff. Okay. Like, I can't wear any of the fake stuff. Like, well, I shouldn't say that. I was in the fake jersey selling business for a little while, hustling and slinging jerseys around from China. But that's, I digress with that one. But you cannot beat the pinstripes.
No, you can't. It's just so pristine.
Apparently you can. You got 9 more in front
of them.
No,
I know. But this is also a personal preference list.
You say you despise them?
The Yankees as a team? Hate the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a Tiger?
I'm a Detroit Tiger.
Detroit Tiger. Okay.
Now, my
how'd that come about?
Honestly, I think, you know, people are going to get to know me a little bit more show. I am a Detroit Tigers fan. As a child.
Who just swept the Yankees somehow, some way, but go ahead.
We're coming back.
As we record this. Yeah. I was going to say, it could be.
It was a couple weeks ago.
15 now. Game losing streak since then.
It might happen. As a child, my dad was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. So he never really pushed a team on me because his heart was broken when they left town.
Right.
So I kind of had free reign to just watch all the games. And what stood out to me was the road Detroit Tigers cap with the Tiger coming out of the D.
Mm.
And I just latched on as a little kid. And I've stuck with them ever since. My favorite player of all time. Shout out to Travis Fryman.
Okay.
Who Yankee fans will know as an Indian who dropped down the bunt that caused the Knobloch stuff to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Good call.
Yeah. So
I thought you were going to say like Cecil Fielder or something like that.
I love Cecil Fielder, but the Tiger coming through the D, pretty sure that was what kicked it off, and I've stuck with them ever since.
All right.
Through good. A lot of thin.
I was going to say, there's a lot of thin in that. A
lot of thin. Some thick.
Say, there's no, is there thin?
Not the greatest thick. like on a level between thick, thin, and Allen thick, we're in the growing pains area.
Okay.
So, all right. Best young pitching staff in that division, though, for the next couple of years to come. All right. On to number 9. First football jersey.
Let's go. That's my sport.
All right.
Current. Okay.
Green Bay Packers.
Ugh. Oh, God. I mean, look there. You can see it.
And I'm talking about the green one specifically.
It's clean. It is clean. When it's clean, it's clean. It's a nice looking jersey. It's a classic. It's never changed. Them, like my Cowboys, have always had the same home jersey for a long, long time. So, like, when you rank them like that, yeah, it's a nice jersey. It has to be.
It's got to be on there. And you know what? It didn't make my first draft, but I had to sit back, let it sit.
Realize who owns Chop Sports, you know?
Guys well, like that. No. Believe me, if I was worried about that, you would not like this list. Green Bay Packers, green and yellow. It's iconic. And there's a whole like unwritten rule in fandom where you don't wear a jersey of a team that's not yours.
100% agreed.
I do have a Charles Woodson Packers jersey. He is my favorite NFL player.
I don't even
player.
Know what NFL team. Are you a Giant fan?
I'm a Giants fan.
Giants
fan,
okay.
I'm going to be honest. The Cowboys are not on this list, but neither are the Giants.
Okay. And they're basic. They're basic.
Well, look, everybody's favorite jersey is their favorite team's.
Yeah, all right,
especially
fine.
In football.
Sure, yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. You're a jersey guy. I think football is the hardest sport to wear a jersey of a team you're not a fan of.
I wouldn't do it.
Right, but I'm saying like in a style sense, because most teams have a very distinguishing popping color that does not go with a lot of things.
Very true. Okay, I see where
like,
you're going with that.
You know, like baseball jerseys, basketball jerseys are sometimes worn for style purposes. Truth. Hockey jerseys could be worn for style. NFL's hard to pull off for style purposes if it's not your team.
Okay, I agree.
You know 100%. What I mean?
Yep, got it.
Very big popping colors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Packers at number 9. Number 8, and this is a hot topic now. I'm going with the Knicks blue jerseys. And I know fans are livid that the Knicks have worn these wacky third alternate jerseys for the playoffs.
It's been mentioned in Chop Sports on the Facebook group that the NBA are kind of whoring themselves out with a lot of these alternate jerseys. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to say? No to business?
Right.
No to money? These kids nowadays will buy everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You can tell them that Steph Curry is wearing pink tomorrow, and they will get a Steph Curry pink jersey.
Here's what I say to those people. If your job was theirs and you're doing it your way, you'd be fired.
Right. Right.
Like, you're not doing your job. Your right. job's to make money. Right?
Look, these black jerseys that the Knicks have been rocking in the playoffs, I don't hate them, but what makes me even crazier is when the Knicks, who I've been a Knicks fan my whole life, when they wear the home whites on the road.
I don't like that. I know your Cowboys are like the king of that.
Well, the Cowboys wear their home whites at home, but they wear their home whites on the road because the only time they wear blue is when the opposing team wears a home white jersey. That's the only reason why they do that. So it doesn't happen a lot. There's not a lot of teams, believe it or not. There's not a lot of teams in the NFL that wear white at home.
No, I know. I'm saying like anytime the Giants go to Dallas, I'm like, well, they're going to be wearing blue.
Yeah.
I like it because I like their blue jerseys better, but
that's the reason.
All right. So I'm going with the Knicks at number 8.
I think it's a great jersey. It's right above you. Patrick Ewing's up there on the studio wall. Like
it's
that,
crisp.
It's such a good-looking jersey. My first jersey I ever owned was John Starks, but then Anthony Mason was a close second.
But I'm specifically going with blue over the white.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the blue.
So I'm going with the Knicks blue for number 8. Number 7. This one's going to catch heat with one of my boys who's a hockey fan. He's not going to like this. Montreal Canadiens red.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. And you know,
it's another one I can just describe as clean. You know?
Clean.
Yeah.
Distinguishable. another iconic jersey, and it's cool. And hockey fans, I know the Canadiens are such a polarizing team to real hockey fans. I don't have that much stake in the game. I just, hockey's like a passing interest for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's on, I'll watch, especially if it's playoff season. I know people love the Maple Leafs jersey. I know people love the Rangers blue, but I feel like
the sweaters, baby.
Little bit of hometown bias there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with the Canadiens red for my, it is my lone hockey jersey on this list.
No, I think if I had to look at the hockey jerseys as a whole, the Avalanche are up there. Those are,
ooh, you
those,
like those?
Those are nice looking jerseys. They've always been a nice looking jersey.
Red Wings.
The Red Wings have one of those looks that you'll know that's them forever. Right. You know, because a lot of these teams, and Jimmy Palumbo, who's also on our network, a lot of these teams in the NBA, he said he would turn on a game and not know who's who based off of the jersey color. There was one night the Heat were wearing yellow, all yellow, and he's like, what am I watching here?
Right.
So when you have a distinguished jersey that you know that's associated with your squad, that's what makes it a good jersey. The Red Wings, the Canadiens, like that, those are the jerseys in the NHL that stand out.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And we're jumping the honorable mention segment, but hockey in general, mm-hmm. it is what it is. Some really nice jerseys in hockey, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Number six, our first NCAA jersey. And there's a theme here with the colors I like. Again, this is my list, folks. You could be green could be your favorite color, and you're running down all 10 green jerseys. The UNC powder blue basketball jerseys.
That was one of, when I was growing up, that was one of the jerseys I wanted to have, and I had no interest in the team itself.
Just clean jersey.
Give me that blue jersey. Give me that blue hat. Give me like that blue, that baby blue powder. Yeah. That was the freshest
it's
of the
so
fresh.
Beautiful.
It really is.
And
I think Gucci's a North Carolina guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
He's a big Jordan guy, so I know.
Yeah, okay. Pretty, yeah. All right.
He'll appreciate that one. You got Carolina and Green Bay on this list. He's probably loving the crap out of this one.
Yeah. No, look, it's I like it better than the Duke jersey. I don't like the Duke jersey, to be honest with you.
Whatever.
And it's not like I'm a UNC guy, like you said. I just love the jersey. Number five, my next and last NFL jersey on the list.
Wow. Okay.
And this is going to be one that people go, ugh. The powder blue Chargers jerseys now.
They're gorgeous.
Okay,
they are gorgeous.
They are the best jersey in football, in my opinion.
A lot of these teams come out and they try to redo their jerseys and reinvent the wheel, and it's just like, it fell flat. Like the Bengals have tried it 14 different times within the last like 3 years, and they're just like, okay, it looks the same, right? Everything's the same.
Like, oh, one stripe is different.
Ooh,
on the
nice stripe. Yeah. But when the Chargers came out with that powder blue jersey, the original powder blue
jersey.
Yeah,
with LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Tomlinson running it. Yeah, dude. And now they have a whole new color scheme, and that it's just fresh. And it's even more fresh when you get a new, this is going to sound dumb, when you get a new stadium.
Yeah.
They got a new stadium, so it's just like, oh, man. It's,
new year,
just,
new me.
They're just dripping. They're dripping. Yes.
Absolutely. And you know what? They've got another thing that helps the jersey, a franchise QB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's going to be there for as long as I can see.
Yeah, I mean, that kid is unbelievable. He's jumped into the top, at least top 10 in the league.
Some know-it-alls will put him in the top five, too.
Some know-it-alls can get punched in the face by me if they put him over Dak Prescott, but I digress.
No bias there.
None. You've heard us talk about Jess and Sunflower Meadow Seasoning for a couple months now, and as the weather gets nicer, business is starting to pick up. So right now, for a limited time, Chop Sports fans get to partner up with Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. We're going to create an exclusive product line just for us. We present to you Chop Sports Dip. That's right, it's a cheddar beer dip. And on top of that, we're going to create Chop Sports Dust, which is a Chicago Steakhouse Chop Dust. Check us out in person on June 19th at the St. James Fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you mention Chop Sports, you're going to receive $2 off your purchase of $15 or more. Check out Sunflower Meadow Seasoning online at sunflowermeadowseasonings.com.
All right, number four, Notre Dame football, the blue.
Like the Rudy Rudiger blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look.
The gold helmet. Another team that I have no stake in.
Right.
But you just can't go wrong with that jersey.
As big of a sports fan as I am, I never latched onto a college team in any sport. I've always been a pro guy. But with college football, obviously I'll root for Rutgers. They're local. I'm excited about Shiano, stuff like that. But I've always had like this affiliation with Notre Dame and wanting them to succeed.
Why do you think that is?
It's Rudy. Oh, 100% Rudy.
Who definitely wouldn't make our past episode top 10 movie athletes.
Well, that was a real person.
Oh, right. So he didn't qualify anyway based on the rules of that episode.
Even though there's been plenty of rumors saying that he was offsides. But that jersey, yeah, dude, that's synonymous with like college football to me. So, yeah, I totally agree.
When you think Notre Dame football, who's the first athlete that comes to your mind?
You want to hear something stupid?
Yeah.
Rick Meyer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not stupid.
Not Montana or anybody that's like...
For me, it would be either Samardzija or Brady Quinn. And those are younger. You know what I mean?
And like Manti Te'o and his fake girlfriend? Like, he was a Notre Dame guy, right?
Was he?
Te'o? Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But
again, no, he does not come to mind.
No, he doesn't, obviously. But Rick Meyer, I don't know why. This is going to sound, again, weird. But I think I had a Rick Meyer rookie card. But... like, he didn't have his jersey yet, so they put him in the Notre Dame blue.
Oh, that's
funny.
And
that's why I kind of just like, I'll never forget that card. He's just sitting there like.
That's the beauty of sports, by the way. The little things are what you remember, and they influence and shape you as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Notre Dame football number three. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. 3, 2, and 1 are my favorite teams in each of these categories.
So Notre Dame was 4?
4.
Okay, so top three. Here we go.
Top three. Number three, my favorite NBA team, the Chicago Bulls. The red and white tied. If I had to go one, it'd go the red.
Do you have any love for the black with the red pinstripes? Because that shit was hot. I know it's not current, so it doesn't really count towards this list.
It was really nice. And in my head, I think of Scottie Pippen for that jersey.
I was just going to say Pippen over Jordan. That's so weird.
For some reason.
But yeah, no, their jerseys have always been, again, you'll never make a mistake. You know what I mean? You know it's the Bulls. Red and the white equally. Yeah, I believe I'm with you.
As unbiased as I could be, that is the most iconic NBA jersey. And Jordan did that.
Yeah. Because, again, it's one of those things where how many people in this world... No, there's no Bulls.
Oh, I'll see if there was a Bulls picture here.
No. Okay. How many guys in the world owned a Jordan jersey but were not a Bulls fan? It's just,
exactly.
That's why you got it, because it was Bulls,
Jordan. He transcended
Jordan.
Pop culture.
He really did.
So the Bulls, red and white, red specifically.
You like the red. Okay.
Yeah, I love that team. That Last Dance was so good.
Oh, you talk about a pandemic saver last year. Yeah. Bro, that came out at the right time. When there were sports that were gone and you needed something, you needed to sink your teeth into something, and that was it. That was such a great, great season.
And that was originally supposed to come out during the playoffs. But they changed it all up because the season stopped.
Well, again, they released it at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, number two. My favorite college team, Ohio State football uniforms.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, of course.
This is just, that's clean.
Being an Ohio State fan, this is a tangent. It sucks that our offensive players, or quarterbacks more specifically, have such a bad rep in the NFL.
Do you know, want to hear something funny? I mean, obviously Justin Fields... According to Gooch, the other co-owner of Chop Sports, he thinks his career is over before it started because he went to Chicago.
Just based
off the Bears.
Let's be real, real quick. He's not going to have Matt Nagy for very long.
I don't think so either. But it's funny that you bring up Justin Fields. The Cowboys this year, when you do the rookie mini camps, you bring in guys to basically practice.
JT Barrett.
Yeah. A slimmer JT Barrett. Guy lost some weight.
They did not sign him, though.
They did not sign him, though.
No, I wish they had a better... I do like Justin Fields. He was my second... I thought the second best quarterback coming up in this draft that passed.
I mean, I guess you would have to give the nod to the kid from Clemson. I mean,
Until further notice.
Right. Until you see something wrong with him.
To go against that, you just sound stupid, honestly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Andrew Luck. He was like compared to Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck had himself a great career before he quit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I'm going to take it one further.
Notice how I didn't say retire.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to the XFL.
His father was running it,
I
right?
Know.
Yeah, so that's right. You're a former Guardians employee.
I'm a former Guardians employee. Yes, shout out to the Guardians.
Go Guards.
Go Guards. You were often at the games.
I won.
I was like, you were often at the game.
I was at the first home opener, and it was one of those things where I'm like, this is great. I'm so pumped. XFL is going to take over.
It would have.
Spoiler. Bold prediction, it gets a lot better with The Rock.
Probably.
And, you know, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
He's going to make sure he puts the right people in place.
Absolutely.
Vince was in over his head. He was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it's just, Vince craves the spotlight. He craves the attention. He craves the number one spot. He tried too hard. The shit fell flat on his face. First time around. Second time around, pandemic hits. But also, like I said, it was making strides, I think. It was moving 100%. In the right direction. But again, I think they tried too hard. they fell flat on their face again. Like, so now I think one more time, third time's a charm. I think The Rock and that whole entire group that kind of bought in, I think they flipped that around. Because you know what? To me, as a sports fan that I am, more football the better.
And you know what? You might be singing a different tune about Vince and the situation had the season gone on.
Right.
Because there, Vince McMahon could go to Harvard and teach business classes, like seminars.
He really can.
So I do. Look, I was there. I was in it. Every week there was more hype. Like once people got over their initial hate bias, because A, anything new is a problem for sports fans. Mm-hmm. And B, it came in with a reputation. Once people saw that it was something different, especially the gambling aspect, which mm-hmm. it embraced, I think the sky was the limit.
I agree.
And honorable mention, best jersey, Houston Roughnecks.
Yeah.
From the XFL this past run. All
I think that kid signed too, the quarterback.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was great. All right. We are at number one. Numero so let's uno. Do a couple honorable mentions. We already went over a couple, mm-hmm. right? I love the Dodgers home blues.
Benny the Jet.
Who
home blues or home white?
Home white, sorry. Okay, with the blue lettering.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Benny the Jet
yeah.
right away. I mean, he wore that when he was playing in the Sandlot.
Yes. So. Yeah, and then he envisioned it. He made it happen.
He manifested that
hardcore. Cubs home.
Yeah, another one. Just
that C. It's perfect.
Perfect.
You know, I also, Yankees road to me, one of the ugliest jerseys.
I think the Yankee fans will appreciate that jersey because it's such a different, like it's not pinstripes again. It's something different. I did own a couple of them as far as the away jersey.
No names.
I only owned Derek Jeter. I never went out and bought the next hottest guy, blah, blah, blah. The only jerseys I've ever bought after Jeter was Judge. And now I'm kind of almost regretting it. I'm not sure.
Don't regret it.
I will see.
The guy was TBA. Matt Harvey-like.
TBA.
Which could be bad.
TBD, I mean.
Now, look, baseball fans are such traditionalists. Baseball's my favorite sport.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with players' weekend jerseys. I don't have a problem with that stuff because I have too many problems in life to worry about stuff like that. Padres camouflage. Love them.
Dig it. I do dig it.
Honorable mention for Padres camo.
I do. How fun is that team?
Oh, my God.
They're
if you don't
fun.
Like Fernando Tatis Jr., get over yourself.
Seriously, dude. Like, we've had podcast discussions about this on the Chop Sports podcast. That kid is, I think the youth movement in baseball right now is exactly what it needs because
absolutely.
People think that baseball is a dying sport and it's slow and this, that, and the third. These guys doing the bat flips and puffing their chest out and everything like that, that is what the baseball needs, and Tatis is definitely leading the charge.
And here's what I say to the fans who hate that, right?
They're the get-off-my-lawn people. They're just like...
To the get-off-my-lawn people, you can still hate it, but for the benefit of the sport you say you love, just put up with it.
Right, because that's what's saving it right now.
Exactly.
It's saving it.
You can hate these guys who flip the bat, but you can still watch the sport.
Right.
Like, you don't have to... It's that whole mindset of, I don't like something, so it should die out. Mm-hmm. No. Because that's exactly what they're trying to avoid, right?
Right.
Just press fast forward, as the expression goes.
Yeah.
You don't have to like that aspect, and that means you hate the sport entirely. I just get so annoyed with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could give you a couple examples.
I say that about the NBA, too. Like, a lot of people are just like, what is with this new style of play? And like, I'm one of those guys. I'm like, I hate the fact. Like, they're literally driving to the rack and then kicking it back out for three every right. time. They're inches away from the rack, and they're just like, nope. Yeah. I'm going to kick it out for a lower
video
percentage.
Video game style.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is why some of these teams are scoring .140 because they got guys like Steph Curry who could just hit things from half court. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of that chatter. If Oakley played today, these guys would be knocked out. Maybe he wouldn't fit in with the game today.
That's a good hot take.
He'd be called for every foul in the book at all times.
Yeah, you can't breathe on guys anymore,
no.
so good
so,
luck.
To those people who say, that. Oh, he'd put them in his place. No, he'd be kicked out of the game.
That's perfect.
Like, it's tough. I agree with you. Like, you can hate an aspect of something and not want to never watch it again. Right. That's just how I feel.
100%.
Number one.
Here we go.
Bias. Detroit Tigers road jersey. Now, again, at home, this is my top 10.
Mm-hmm,
you can
mm-hmm.
have your top 10. It's the jersey I fell in love with minus the hat.
Right.
So it's the Detroit in the Old English cursive across the chest.
But you don't see a lot anymore, so go ahead. Yeah.
Actually, it's not the Old English, but it's the cursive across the chest.
Yeah.
It's been consistent for
years. They're not even teaching cursive in school anymore. No. Did you know that?
No. Can you write a capital Z in cursive right now?
Rurudo?
Rurudo.
No, dude, I can't.
I think I could.
I could, too.
I think it's like...
Yeah.
All right,
it's
so...
It's like a number three.
It's like a number three.
Right.
The Detroit road, it's just so clean. And it, I like the Detroit home jersey. I prefer the Detroit road jersey. And I think part of that's because I just got to see them when they came to Yankee Stadium back in the day.
You know who I think about when I hear Detroit road jersey?
Who?
Kevin Costner.
For the love of the game.
Yeah.
Could have been on our fictional sports athlete list.
Good call. But that is what I picture.
For sure.
When I see that jersey in my head, he's the first person that comes to mind outside of, obviously, the roster players.
Billy Chappell. I
mean? Yeah. Yeah. It was.
You know who played his catcher in that movie?
No.
John C. Reilly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did we just become best
friends? Yep.
Good call.
I'm going with the Detroit Tigers road. That is my favorite jersey currently and all time. It's the one with the tiger coming through the D. But that is my top 10. I know this is going to be, you know, people are going to be like, well, whatever. Again, this is my top 10. I am not saying that without a doubt. This is the official top 10. No one else should have another opinion, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. This is the Allen Austin top 10 current sports jerseys. Do you have a beef with any, or which ones would you put in? Because I know you're going to put the Cowboys in somewhere. And let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
As a Giants fan, my favorite Cowboy jersey is that one hanging up on the wall.
That's the throwback. That is one of their throwbacks. That's more of a new age throwback.
Which is the one they wear the white helmet?
That one.
That's the one I like.
Yeah. So
I don't know how Cowboy fans feel about it.
It's a rare jersey, too. They don't really wear it a lot.
Did they wear it at all last year?
I did not. Last year was such a shit year. I'm trying to like block it out. No, I don't believe they did.
But that's...
No, Andy Dalton never put that on. So, no, they did not.
All right. That's the only Cowboy jersey. Again, I'm a Giants fan.
There's a Cowboys jersey that a lot of fans hate, but it's the 94 throwback alternate jersey. It's all blue with white shoulder pads and white stars. Dion rocked it. I loved it. Oh, it was so good. It was
and that's coming up in your youth. So.
That was my... But. Again, a Prescott home jersey, clean white, can't beat it. I love it. They're just, it's a clean thing. The only thing I can't stand is when, you know, when they give away numbers like they just did to, they gave number 9, Romo's jersey number to Jalen Smith. So, of Notre Dame fame.
Didn't he have to pay a ton of money for it?
Yeah, 6 figures, bro.
Why would he do that?
Because he's a moron. He wants to market himself. He wants to get his brand up. I don't know.
All right, ridiculous.
But I would definitely put the Cowboys in there. I would definitely... Current jerseys, the Marlins are kind of flashy. I mean, not so much the orange ones, like the white with like the neon, the pinks, and the kind of looks Miami Vice-ish. Like I like that. I would piss all over every Red Sox jersey, but they're clean too. They are a nice jersey.
Another team where I like the road better than the home.
The Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicer jersey. I agree with that. Okay. It's hard for me to even say like anything good out of Boston, but... Nice jersey, definitely.
Now, if we're going just caps.
Ooh, that's another story.
There's one here that you like, but non-favorite team edition.
Okay.
The Mariners with the green brim.
Yes. Yes. That's,
that is the cleanest hat in the game.
Yeah. That the Padres, we were just talking about it when they... I'm pretty sure they wear a camo hat when they wear their camo jersey, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot of cool things out there. A lot of it's a money grab, and that's totally cool. I do appreciate when these guys, they come up with the, you know, the baseball comes up with the pink variations for Mother's Day.
And
the blue for Father's Day. Like, that's all.
The Negro League jerseys. Shout out to the Negro League jerseys.
Yes,
are always on fire.
Yeah.
The Detroit Stars, the Detroit Tigers ones, love it every year. Oh, we could just do a whole, like, list of, like, minor league jerseys,
throwback jerseys.
Yeah. Like, my God.
Top 10, so baby.
A lot of top 10s to come on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And one last one. I'm a Giant fan, but damn it, do I love those new Washington football team jerseys.
They're clean.
Not the white. The maroon red.
Yeah. No, they're nice too, man. Look, they don't have a team name yet, but it doesn't really matter at this point.
I think they're better off right now.
Yeah.
What are you going to throw on them that's better than what they've got?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know what's funny about jerseys? My dad says this. It's actually pretty funny. The Saints, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Saints are just a faster team when they wear their black jerseys. impossible to catch.
Like, because when they're in that dome, they're just a different team.
It is. And they wear those black stuff, and it's just, can't catch them.
No, but that's another
Kamara team. Kamara just gets way better.
Yeah, that's another team jersey-wise where it's really hard to pull off if you're not a fan of the team.
Very true.
Like, good call. The Chiefs, another one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And another jersey I like, Raiders.
The black?
The black.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, not in my top 10.
I think of Howie Long, Bo Jackson type, you know, yeah. Black with silver. Yeah, absolutely.
No, you don't think of any current Raiders.
That's great.
Am I wrong?
Not even Carr? You don't even get Carr? No? No.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so that is our top, well, my top 10 with input from Mr. Sturcio here. Top 10 current sports jerseys. Let us know what you think. I know you're going to hate a lot of them. I mean, this guy put Detroit Tigers Road number one. Well, I'm sure your number one's going to be met with criticism too, my friend. All right? No, this is my list. I'm sticking by it. And until next time, that's that.